Hi, pal. Welcome to I've Got Your Back, the podcast. My name is Michelle Sutherland, and this is a place where I want to empower and inspire you to tap into the deepest desires of your heart and discover the magic within. Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode on I've Got Your Back, the podcast. I'm so delighted to bring on a special guest today, Nathan Pollock, who I met back in 2021, I believe. I think that was a year when I lived in Byron Bay, and Nathan and his company were looking to become B Corp certified. So this is going to begin to detail of Nathan's journey with his business becoming a B Corp, which I always like to do because it always brings out, you know, great stories and reasons why people start companies and the process and the ins and outs. And I really believe other people that might be considering becoming a B Corp and taking their business through it can learn from other people. So Nathan, welcome. How are you?
I'm well, Michelle. Thanks for having me.
Oh, pleasure. I'm so excited you're on. And we're on completely different time zones. So it's 8 a.m. here in Scotland. Nathan's in Byron Bay or Bundjalung country. And it's what, 7 p.m.?
Yeah. Yes.
But I love it. It's the beauty. It's the beauty of being in different parts of the world now. So Nathan, can you just spend a little bit of time for those people that don't really know you, just like, who are you and why do you do what you do? And why did you start Catapult? Maybe we'll just start there.
Yeah, okay. So it's a little bit of a story, but I am the founder of Catapult Design, as you've mentioned. The company came about after a bit of a life-changing journey for me. So I've been a designer and product developer for 35 years, but my whole youth was about, you know, making things with my hands and learning how to build and pull things apart and not be able to put them back together. I used to drive my parents crazy and you know, building models and Lego and all of those things that young boys get into. I was very inquisitive in that regard. And so I journeyed through the process and ended up becoming an industrial designer and worked in a number of consultancies in my early career and really loved it, absolutely loved it. But I got pretty burnt out and ended up having a sort of 12-month sabbatical. I was fortunate enough to travel around Australia with my family and left, living on the Mornington Peninsula south of Melbourne in Victoria for a round Australia trip with my wife and children. Spent a year just exploring the world, looking at all sorts of amazing cultures and different places within the country and allowing the kids to really explore and learn. And then we ended up actually arriving in Byron Bay, which is sort of on the east coast of Australia at the sort of most easterly point, about halfway up between, you know, the bottom and the top of Australia. And we just loved it. We absolutely loved it. And we ended up staying there. And the kids got into school. We found a place to rent. We were living in a caravan at the time and we found a place to rent and ended up ringing our removalist and getting our furniture delivered to Byron Bay and literally moving in. And I needed to get a job. And 17 years ago, there wasn't much to do in Byron Bay. So I always wanted to create my own consultancy. So I literally created Catapult at that point. And it started with me in a spare bedroom and, some colleagues doing some contract work with me and so on. And it's built up over the years to become a reasonably significant design consultancy. So we design and develop products for clients, both physical and digital. And those clients can be startup businesses. They can be existing brands, in Australia or globally, and we've worked for quite a large corporations as well. So it depends on what a client wants and what problem we're trying to solve, but we spend a lot of time working with them to gain those outcomes and try and help them realize their ideas and take that through to commercialization. So that's essentially the story. And you know, Catapult now is a team of 11 or 12 plus a number of contractors across three studios in Melbourne, Sydney, and Byron Bay. Ironically, Byron Bay is now our smallest studio. Everyone,
Wow.
the other two studios are really blossoming, but wonderful team across those three venues.
Amazing. I love it. I love your story. And just give people an example of some of the stuff you designed, because I remember we were going through the B Corp process right at the end, and you submitted this unbelievable document with all these examples of the design, but how you follow up with customers afterwards. And I was like, you've designed that. I remember seeing it going, I don't think you've ever told me any of that until the very end. So could you just share with people like examples of things you would design?
Okay, so it's because we're consultants, you literally get whatever walks through the door in a lot of ways. So that could be anything from a medical product. We've done quite a lot of different medical products, wireless TENS units for treating back pain, articulated walkers, mobility walkers for helping people with disabilities or difficulties moving about. We've done a lot of, I guess, ruggedized communications products, whether it might be safety equipment for industry where, a worker is wearing a tag that actually identifies their position in a workplace, and if a truck is coming, it'll stop the truck instead of them getting run over. We've done some really fun projects. So one of our flagship clients is a company called Flightboard, and they do e-foils, which is a electric powered hydro surfboard, basically that has it's a hydrofoil. So it gets up to a certain speed and then it lifts out of the water and you stand surfing or flying above the water. And one of the leading brands, or probably the leading brand in the world, was actually founded in Byron Bay, coincidentally. And the founder, David Treweren, became a friend of mine, and we were able to work on the project from almost the beginning, not far behind when he started, and work through 7 years of different products. So we became completely embedded in their company, and what he built is a great global company, and saw it rise from zero to a $50, $60 million a year revenue
Wow.
company over a 5 or 6 year period. So it was quite an incredible journey, and that's the exciting thing about this job is you get to see these brands come of age, and actually they're definitely part of their success is design driven, but also the founders that you're working with are so capable and they're so clever. You get exposed to those wonderful people and see how those businesses grow. So yeah, those type of projects are really, really fulfilling for us.
Yeah, it's so cool. I didn't realize that it came out of Byron Bay, but I see them all the time now. Well, not in Scotland, but when I was at, I see them on social media, and some of my friends use them. They just love them, and it's so cool. And I suppose I think what's cool about that and what you do is that you're still able to problem solve, like human problem solving and actual design and creation of a product, which in today's age might not be, in your own country, like just to do and be part of that process is actually pretty unique. Innovation, problem solving, engineering, like, or pulling it all together and testing it, like it's so like hands-on, isn't it? Something like that.
It is, and it's so much fun. I mean, look, there's challenges like any job, right? The moment when I still love when we present concepts to a client for the first time, and you're going through the concepts, and you present a concept, or you'll put it up on screen, and it literally takes their breath away. You can hear them suck breath in and go, "Oh my goodness, that is amazing." And that moment is just the best thing. And obviously we have to deliver those concepts then, which is the hard bit. But the exciting bit is the innovation and the ability to understand their problem and then present a solution that they weren't expecting, which gives them surprise and delight. That's really what it's all about. We really love that human connection, the ability to look at a scenario and say, well, we're seeing people struggling with this issue and this issue and this issue. And I know you want to make this product commercially viable, but it's also got to achieve all of these things that you're trying to do for your customer or your client. And bringing that all together is quite challenging, actually. It's certainly keeps us on our toes.
Yeah, absolutely. And all the human skills we want to keep, and the rise of AI and all the things, it's like that critical mind, the innovation, the product creation, I think that's really important, more than ever, actually. I love that. So can you just share, like, why did you decide to become a B Corp? So I think when we initially met in Byron, I came into the studio, actually, and we just sort of sat down and you were like, yeah, I want to do this. Like, can you just explain to people what was the sort of, because a lot of people maybe have heard of it. Some people might not have heard of B Corp, but they might have heard of it and they're like, yeah, I'm thinking about it. But what was it for you that you were like, well, I'm actually going to commit this time, money, resources to make it happen?
Yeah. So one of the reasons that I founded my own design consultancy was that I was a bit jaded by the work I'd been doing and the company I'd been involved with. It was a little bit of a, you know, churn and burn type of attitude. And I really thought we could do it better. And so part of our ethos is really being customer focused, being both user focused in terms of solutions, but very much client focused in terms of the way that we behave and the relationships we have. And as it's turned out, we end up with probably 80% repeat business in any one year. The work that we're doing, most of it is repeat business and long-term relationships. And that's been really beneficial to the business. And that sort of underlying philosophy and the philosophy of trying to do the right thing was always there. But like a lot of designers, I'm focused on a lot of things and I'm not necessarily, you know, a perfect business operator. So one of the reasons of investigating the B Corp process was really about trying to hold ourselves to account and making sure that we were doing the right thing, even though we said we were, just making sure that those processes in place and the sort of pathway was there for everyone in the organization and everyone looking in at the organization to understand. So that was kind of the motivation. You know, I probably didn't know what I was getting into in terms of the effort and so on, but the dream was to have that certification and be able to stand up and say, we are doing the right thing. We're a good place to work. We're a good group to deal with and have that as a little bit of a stamp on the organization as a sort of a recognition of what we believe we're doing internally, but maybe didn't have the absolute sort of documentation and proof to say that we were.
Yeah, and also just that sort of standard, right? Because obviously, I mean, B Corp in Australia and New Zealand is very new still. I think don't think we've even reached 1,000 B Corps. It might be about 800. So very, very new still. And even 10,000 companies globally, like that's not a lot, but it's a movement that's gathering momentum. But I suppose for you, what I'm hearing is you wanted to see that standard because it is very much based on the operational, social and environmental impact. So all of the questions are geared to look at your business through the lens of a social and environmental impact and just make sure you're meeting some of those standards.
Correct. And I think one of the things I've always wrestled with personally is I'm an industrial designer, right? So we, by very nature, we create products, and I've always been distressed by the sort of juxtaposition of wanting to create new products, but actually creating junk for the world. So you know, I'm very interested in creating products with a purpose and products that have an ability to be sustainable or recyclable, or they're really needed, and they're not just some silly thing that you'd buy at a $2 shop and use for 3 times and throw away. So this was part of that as well. And it's to demonstrate that we're doing the right thing, hold us to account, and also be able to talk about it when we meet with clients. The other, you know, that's one of the things that we can talk about further. But, you know, the ability to bring these topics up when you're talking to a client and about their project is really important for us.
Yeah, definitely. Because you spoke to me a couple of times about that part in particular, where you're designing something in collaboration with a client and you're like, what about this material or that material? Like, you're very conscious of giving better solutions and really in terms of materials as well.
Yeah, definitely. And also design for manufacture, right? So one of the things we try and do, I'm going to say this and it's probably tricky, but until recently, many clients weren't interested in sustainability at all. You know, they don't
Interesting.
care about it. And it has changed and it's changing for the better. But one of the things we've done for 10 years, 15 years, is we actually try and make products more sustainable without even the client knowing by reducing the part count, making the product disassemblable at the end of life, choosing materials that might be less harmful. You know, you can't always win, but you can get small wins. And we worked very hard at that. But part of the B Corp certification is that we can now champion that and we can go back to our clients and say, look, you're not working hard enough here, or how do you feel about this? We need to push this a little bit. And it's actually, I'm sure it's going to be useful for us as we move forward.
Yeah, and I love that. Like, it must be sort of, you're right, not, and still today, not many people care about being sustainable, and the fact that you were just weaving it in anyway is actually a sort of good approach. And I think that's a good tip for people is, people might not be interested in the word sustainability, but you can actually make a difference without sort of shouting from the rooftops. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can build it into design in your proposals, which I think is great. And the other thing I love there, especially probably in your industry, is that you are championing this. I don't know how many design companies have got B Corp certification. It's probably not many from what I can see. So I think the fact that you are now using it, what I'm hearing is you're using the B Corp certification to have those conversations and challenge a wee bit. And that's probably easier for you than it was 10 years ago, because now there's this sort of
Absolutely.
certification that you can say, listen, we're B Corp, so we think blah 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 blah. It's
Yeah,
cool.
definitely. It gives us the ability to bring those topics up. And we actually have a section in our proposals about sustainability and what the targets are and so on. So we're literally bringing it up as part of our quotation process.
Yeah, that's awesome. And so, how did you find the B Corp process? So we started, I remember our first session, I think it was at your house in 2021, and now it's 2026, and you got your certification end of 2025. Was it Christmas or New
That's right.
Year?
That's right. 4 years. Yeah.
Okay,
So,
tell us what happened in those 4 years. How did you find it?
look, it was a journey. And you hear all these stories and you go, oh, yes, whatever. We'll do it faster. And we admittedly got distracted along the way. We had COVID in the middle of that. And, we had to deal with COVID first and then an explosion in business growth. So our company through sort of 2020 to 2023 doubled in size really quickly. And so we had to deal with all of that. And at times we put the process down, like we paused the process, as you know. I think it was a pretty straightforward journey. And if you had the resources to go at it straight in a straight path, you'd be fine. For us, it was, a couple of key people sharing all of the load, and therefore, we have to admit that we at times we paused it and we worked on other things to keep the business going, and then we revisited it. I think the depth of it is pretty serious, and so you can do the initial sort of assessments and understand that, and that gives you a good position. And then it's the ability to look at the assessments and then provide the accurate information and build out the stuff that you don't have that takes a bit of time. So we worked through our way through that, and then probably We really got motivated in 2025. And once we got motivated, we probably knocked it all over in about 6 months or maybe even less. So there was a lot of time where we were treading water a bit. That's a bit unfair to say it took us, like unfair to B Corp to say it took us so long, but it was mostly our fault that that occurred.
Yeah, and sometimes that happens, doesn't it? So you had a huge business growth, obviously post during and post COVID. So lots of big things in there that you weren't expecting. But I think the fact that you stuck at it and you just didn't let it go completely, it was just like you were doing bit by bit. But even remembering we did the employee handbook, pretty
That's
much
right.
rewrote the whole thing as part of
That's
the
right.
process. I remember that quite early on, actually. So even that as a project.
That's right. We had that as a separate project, and that was big actually at the
Yeah,
time.
it's huge.
And these are things that as a relatively small business of 10 or 12 people at the time, we didn't have that in place. Like we had the philosophies in place and we had the general attitude, but we didn't have it documented. So it's a great example of what B Corp brought to us is that we were actually able to document it. Things like onboarding new staff or offboarding staff that are leaving or, dealing with challenges that staff might have with the workplace or whatever it might be. Building that out and actually having procedures and processes and ways that staff could do things within the business. We had to build it all, even though in the heart of it, we had those attitudes. Like we believed in those things. We hadn't really documented a lot of it. So that was the key thing for us. And so we went through that process and now we've come out the other side and we've got all of those pieces in place, which is fantastic.
Yeah, amazing. So what would you say has been the key learnings, your key takeaways from that sort of 4 years? You mentioned one of them, obviously, when you actually did focus, I think that would be one. You did it in 6 months. So I think with having, maybe allocating 6 months of dedicated time and resource, you could do it. That might be one tip. But is there any other tips and learnings?
I think in parallel with that, it was making someone the champion of it. So prior to that, we'd had a small group of people involved. And in the end, what we did was I pretty much took it on personally and I made it happen for the team. I obviously got input from everybody, but I was the one that was driving the requirements and that was crucial, and not because it was me, but just because it was one person within the business that had responsibility. So I think if people are thinking about doing this, they need someone to own it and they need to take that attitude. I think the other thing that was really helpful was your involvement, and whether it's you or someone else within these types of processes, having someone that we could get advice from and give us tips on what we're doing right, what we're doing wrong, answer specific questions about details was crucial to the success. It can be quite complicated, and there's some nuances around a lot of the questions and how you deal with them and what they actually mean and what impact it has on the business and a lot of that we didn't understand, so we're learning along the way. So I think being open-minded to those sort of things is really important. I think having the teams buy-in, I realized part of the way through this process that the team was really motivated to get this done. That it was actually quite meaningful to many of them. And so once we realized that it was something that, was kind of validating in a way, because I was motivated, but I wasn't sure if other people would be. And as we got through the process and worked towards the goal, it was clear that other people were really keen as well.
Yeah, that's really interesting. And yeah, I think a couple of things there. I know I probably felt like a bit like a stalker because I was like, okay, guys, go on. But the you've got to, like, my role is to hold you accountable, right? It's to keep the accountability. And also the pleasantly, I call it pleasantly persistent. I'm like, hey guys, so new standards are coming in. So I think actually that was probably a good sort of deadline as well, because the
Yeah,
new
it was.
standards have literally launched just now, just gone. So we're in March 2026, the new standards are now in place, right? So for you to get in before learning all the new standards and going in a different path after 4 years would have been a lot, right? It would have been like, oh, we're starting again. So that was probably a good trigger. But yeah, I think the accountability there, and it's so interesting, this always comes up around how much it means to the team and people within the team. I think it does create this sense of pride, because it's a certification, it's a third party certification that says, as an entire company, you're really, you know, reaching these social and environmental standards. And it's really interesting, people. I even found that many, many years ago when I worked in HP, probably 10 years ago, when I was head of employee engagement, sustainability was a very strong, and social responsibility, it's like they went together with employee engagement. They just, people deeply care about the community, about other people and about the planet. They just deeply care. Even if leaders don't, you know, obviously you did, but in a lot of those big companies, they didn't care, but people on the ground at the grassroots always cared. It's an interesting thing.
I agree. And I think, you know, it's a competitive environment to get great staff and build a team. And these types of things are very helpful in that regard. And they sort of set a bar in terms of the type of people we're going to employ and what those people can expect when they join our company. So from that perspective, it helps tell the story, and it means that we get better people. So that's great.
Yeah, amazing. So what would you say, you did the announcements at the beginning of the year, didn't you? It was
Yes.
Sort of early this year, and it did get I did notice it got a lot of traction on LinkedIn, which I was delighted to see. You know, has there been any sort of, apart from the benefit of you and championing it and the team feeling that sense of pride, and now that you've got this standard sort of certification, has there been any other benefits that you've seen? I know it's B Corp month, I think B Local Byron are doing some events and stuff. Have you seen any other benefits?
I guess it's building slowly. I had a meeting today with another B Corp, and part of setting up that meeting and having them commit time to meet with me with a view to looking at business collaboration and so on was purely because we're a B Corp and they were excited about that. So it definitely opens doors with other B Corps. So that's good. I think we're just starting to touch the ability to use it to introduce ourselves to particular types of clients as well. So purpose-driven clients and sustainably focused clients. We're definitely leading with the B Corp certification aspect. So, you know, it's still a little bit early to tell whether that's helping us secure work or not, but I think it will. And I think it also is definitely helping us with securing new staff. So when we advertise, people are excited about that. They definitely have commented on that. So, you know, that's good. But you know, I guess we're in it for the long term. We're trying to build a culture or build on a culture that we had. So, you know, I don't expect in a few short months that there'll be massive change, but I hope that, you know, if we spoke again in a year, that, you know, there would be some significant changes.
Yeah, and you've got to remember, it's still very much early adopter stage globally, right? Like I said earlier, there's only just over 10,000 businesses that have this certification.
Yeah.
So it's like 0.000, I think, 3% of the world's businesses, right? So tiny, tiny amount. And especially in Australia, as I said, in Australia and New Zealand, we've not even hit the 1,000 mark yet. So, but it's great. And I think especially in Byron Bay, like there is this, it's really interesting, I think, because Byron's such a beautiful place in terms of nature and being close to nature. There seems to be a real cluster of businesses in Byron that are B Corps. Not again a huge amount, but there is definitely a cluster. So even just doing business with each other within that community is really powerful, you know?
Yeah, agreed.
So any last thoughts, any last things you'd like to share? I was thinking about, you know, back to what you were saying at the beginning, your sort of purpose and why for starting your consultancy was because you went through a particularly bad time in your industry in terms of, you know, getting burnt out. And, you know, if you think back then, like until now, like, is there any message perhaps that you would give to the industry about this and, or even just other businesses? What would be your final thoughts to share?
That's a good question. Look, I would encourage people to investigate it, and if you're motivated on this topic, then I think it's highly worthwhile. I feel like it's enabled us to create a structure behind the thinking that we had and formalize elements of the business that we hadn't formalized because we just didn't get to it. So there's a degree of sort of compelling us to do what we want to do, and but there's also, it's sort of self-perpetuating or self-fulfilling in a way, because once you do it, you talk about it more. People are held to account, the business is held to account, and we get more like-minded people involved and like-minded clients. So I see it as a little bit of a flywheel activity in a way. It's one of many things that you try and do when you're running a business. So there's so many factors that influence business and the success of a business, especially small to medium-sized businesses. But I think it's a really great thing to have, and something that holds some weight. So, I'd encourage people to do it. We're delighted with what's happened so far, and hopefully over the next 12, 18 months, 2 years, we really set ourselves up to go to the next level.
Yeah, amazing. Well, thank you so much, Nathan. Again, congratulations, because it was quite a journey. And again, for such a small team and for you just sort of taking the reins and going for it, it does take commitment and it takes a lot of time and effort. So well done you for seeing it through, and well done to all the team that got behind you. And I'm so happy for all of you. I think it's
Yeah,
excellent.
thanks, Michelle. I mean, your belief in us was really useful as well. And, I think the B Corp organization, we're proud to be part of it. So hopefully, we can continue to have some input and grow our position in the community and obviously help the business grow. So
Amazing. Thanks, Nathan. Thanks, everyone, for listening. See you soon.
thanks, Michelle.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I really hope you enjoyed it. Remember, download the Yoga Nidra right after this episode. Make sure you have a listen. It's the most beautiful guided meditation that will regenerate your mind, your body, and your soul. Take care. See you soon.